WSIK 839 listening.
WRWB 49, WSHM 738. WRWB 489, and we're standing by. WRWB 489, WSHM 738.
Yeah, good morning.
Okay, that was probably one of your other jammers in there trying to cover you up with the dead key yesterday. Zimnikas. Zimnikas. So, and he's been in there before doing it. What he does. So, other QRM are identified.
Oh, gee. Well, that's funny. You know, isn't he supposed to be like? Emergency Skywarn net on 200 machine.
Yeah, he wears it like a mask. They really knew who he was. They probably do. They have all these masks of Paul Ferrado, but I actually know who he is, and they probably do too.
He continues to be other guys that ran that years ago, when that repeater was really active. Now it just seems like a stagnant, you know, repeater that's like dead in the water. You hardly ever hear any traffic on it unless it's, you know, during like a storm or something.
Jackass.
Yep, yep. I was gonna say, you know, that repeater, you know, you never hear too much traffic on that repeater. It's just like it's stagnant. You know, storm out.
Well, my suggestion to him would be get outside and get out that radio. You got to act like that and trim up some of those bushes and clean up your property line. That's what I would tell him. We get lots of rain overnight.
Yeah, I heard it, man. Between that and these two kittens I'm like fostering at the moment, yeah, it was, everything was loud, you know. It's like, oh, geez.
Yeah, at some point I heard a bunch of rain falling. I don't know if it was around 2 o'clock.
That would have been around that time, 2:30 in the morning. Yeah, because that's when I woke up, you know, and checked on the kittens, and then I seen it coming down, you know, through the window, and holy crap.
Yeah, we actually needed some rain. I don't know if we needed all that in one setting like that, but we actually needed some rain.
Yeah. I'm sure Sycamore Hills and Fern Hill, you know, they're probably flooded out.
Yeah, I used to golf over there. I know that one for many years. I was just there maybe 3-4 years ago. Went golfing there a long time. I used to go in the 90s, late 80s, so. Yeah, that one definitely likes to flood over there. That is on low ground.
Yeah, Fern Hill, like that back nine, it's, that's why the bar restaurant they got inside that place is called Floods. Yeah, for a reason.
Oh, yeah, I didn't know what it was called. It probably changed names. I don't think it was that back in the early 90s, but, yep. We used to go in there and get a burger between the 9th and 10th hole.
Yeah, gotcha. Yeah, they've changed that place around. I mean, you go in there, and it's like there's no more bowling alley. They took it out, and they moved things around a little bit and added more banquet hall space.
Yeah, very nice. Well, I'm not sure if it was happening to me, but it was happening to you in the beginning. There was somebody trying to jam you.
Oh, what, today, this morning, already?
Oh, yeah, sure, yeah. First thing right out of the gate, did it 3 or 4 times.
Is it like that Yes song, you know, it can happen to you, it can happen to me?
Hear that, Mike? You hear the mic on key there, Mike?
That giveaway.
That giveaway, that's a song we haven't heard before, and he's competing with you pretty heavily. I'm surprised he's still up. He was running the Skywarn net last night in the wee hours of the morning. Probably opting for a work-from-home day today. A little slow on the young key there, Jeffrey. He was a piece of trash in the 90s, Mike.
Yeah. Well, if he's doing this, I'm sure he was then.
Is that familiar sound in the mic again, right? That's a new sound, Mike. That's somebody on a mission. Yesterday how to fix it, and it's going to take you from getting on the other side of that microphone.
Anyway, wonder if it's going to keep raining today or is it just going to let up?
I don't know. We were really legislated to get a bunch of rain all week long. I'm surprised we had good days really on Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday. Well, I mean, they were pretty nice days.
Yeah, yesterday was really nice, I'll tell you that. It's a great day to get out and do whatever.
So I'm not sure what today or tomorrow or Friday holds. I know it's going to get cooler. I've seen days up around 49 and 50 next week.
Oh, I'm sure. I mean, that happens. It's like the one year we took a vacation to the tour of the whole Upper Peninsula, and here it is, the middle of June, and we're wearing winter jackets, you know, early in the morning with frost on the ground. Okay. Yeah.
They're saying 100% rain today, but let me see the hours that they're projecting. Kind of on and off all day. Same with tomorrow. So it looks like the floodgates have turned on.
Good, maybe it'll wash away some of this, you know, QRM scat, you know.
And Sunday, Monday, 47 and then 49 degrees. A little bit cooler after being 80 for a couple of days.
Yeah, it's just a little teaser, I guess, with Mother Nature.
All right, it's time for me to jump in the shower, Mike. I'll catch you in a little bit.
All right, we'll catch you in a minute. WRWB 49 will be standing by, listening here.
WSHF 567 standing by, monitoring, and then good morning, channel.
Well, good morning, Sam, from WRWB 49. What's going on?
Not a lot of man. Going out with you?
Nothing much, man. Just weathering out the storm, right? And it rained, man. It was pretty intense around like 2:30. Fostering these, you know, two kittens that I found, rescued anyway, and then I heard the rain. Well, did you get that transmission out, or is it still in the works?
No, I haven't started on it yet.
I'm sure it's, you know, it'll be pretty hard. It's a front-wheel drive vehicle. Unless it's easy on that one, I don't know.
It looks difficult. Do you remember the Omnis, the Chrysler K cars, you know, do you remember them kind of cars?
The Omni, the Horizon, the Reliant, Aries K, the Dodge, what was it, 600, yeah, of course I know all them cars. The Dodge Rampage, it was like a miniature El Camino Ranchero.
On the K car in particular, in the Omni, they said the frame had to be dropped to get the transmission out. And you do not have to drop the frame to get the transmission out. It squeaks right through there.
That's like, you know, the Silverado 1500 with the 4.3 in it. They tell you, you're supposed to, you have to take the wheel well cover out, take the tire off, and all this other jazz, and I'm like, and some other things in between. I'm like, what? What are they talking about? It's just two bolts, and it slides right out underneath. I don't understand why people are saying you have to go through all this extra rigmarole to take out a starter. It didn't make any sense. I'm like, I got it from underneath.
Things hard to
look. Nope, you didn't make it in that time. Too good.
some people like to be in touch with what it needs to be.
Yeah, I remember, what was it, another vehicle that I was working on. I'm trying to think now. I think, yeah, same issue, you know, they're telling you gotta take all this stuff off to get at it. I'm like, it's right there, you know? I think I cleaned the backyard off too well. There's only two things in my backyard that belongs to a customer now, the rest of it's mine. There's only two things in the backyard that belong to me, and two things that belong to a customer. Four things in the backyard, pretty clean. Got rid of everything, like all my parts, everything, man. I had to get it out of here. I'm tired of looking at it.
Well, that's when you just load it up on our trailer and take it to, go to take and drop it off at Basic.
Found a guy named Gary on Facebook Marketplace. He brought three guys with him, four guys with him. They loaded up the trailer. They backed it into my driveway all the way back there with no problem. They loaded it all up and took off. Thank you very much.
Now there you go. What, did it pay you for it, or they just took it for free?
I give it to them, you know, a blessing for someone. Now check this out, another scrap guy comes down the street yesterday. My wife knows the girl that's in the car. They were looking at each other like they knew each other. She used to date my son. Well, the girl did. Well, the boy, you know, is a scrapper. He came down the street. He gave me a nice set of Alpines last night.
Oh, man, Alpine. I remember that back in the day. That was like a really popular brand. You know, the stereo, they had the car phones, the amplifiers, the speakers.
Well, they're in a box, and the box is decent, the speakers look decent, so I'll plug them in today and see how they sound.
They just, you know, 6x9s, or what are they?
Well, they're not big like my 15s. They're not 10s. Whatever's bigger than a 10.
What are they, 12-inch subs then?
I haven't measured them, but I took a picture of the box. They're pretty decent speakers. I don't know. I actually don't know what they are. I got no clue. I think I'm going to yank a speaker out of there today just to find out what the magnets say.
Oh, are they like in a cabinet?
Yes, there's two speakers in one box.
Okay, so it's a subwoofer box. It's probably a set of 12 or something. Something just mediocre.
Anyways, about that guy, he's going to take the scrap next time. He said, I'll give me some money for it. I really don't want any money for it, but he wants to give me a couple bucks. I don't care. USHF 567.
No, okay. Yeah. There you go. But yeah, getting back to those Alpines, you know, they'll probably sound pretty good. You know, you got an amplifier you can hook to them?
Yeah, I got that CS800 Yvonne in the garage with my speakers already.
Okay. Yeah. I remember back in the day when Alpine was like the a stereo to have. Okay. Yeah, I've seen those before.
Plus side, the eggs have started. I got 4 eggs so far out of the birds. That's a good thing. They should be laying 2 a day, you know, when it gets regular. So by the end of the week, we'll have 14 eggs or something like that, you know. Crack, see if they were fertile, you know, because we had a rooster. I didn't know that they weren't going to be fertile, so I'm going to take a look.
No, that's good. You got, you know, free eggs. My sister, you know, she's got some ducks, some geese, chickens. She's always giving me the duck and the goose eggs because, I don't know, she said something about that she can't have them because too much protein. I don't know. I said, well, hey, if you don't want them, I'll take them. You know, I don't care. You know, eggs are eggs.
I don't think I've ever eaten another egg besides a chicken egg before. I don't think I've ever eaten another kind of bird egg ever.
Yeah, the duck and the goose eggs, they're a little bit larger, but they taste the same. You know, there's no difference. Even turkey eggs. I remember as a kid, you know, we had 2 turkeys growing up, and they would lay eggs all the time. We take them and cook them up. Didn't taste no difference.
Right, Phil.
But yeah, you know, yeah. Hey, free eggs—that's, you know, a good thing because, you know, eggs aren't cheap.
Hey, I just wanted to do something different, you know, teach the kids about something different, you know. They're all excited they get to collect eggs.
Yeah, that's cool. Now, I think you got your birds from Tractor Supply.
Yeah, my buddy bought me 4, and, you know, we raised them in the house because they were little babies. And under a light, and then when they got big enough, we put them outside in a $500 cage. And then we found out that one was a rooster. So, but then something got in the cage, and the rooster ripped the bird's head off. I don't know, but one of the birds died. But the rooster ended up going, so now we only got 2 chickens.
Yeah, copy. All right.
Chicken
pens, what? Now, here we go again.
I must be referring to the never-ending stupidity.
Yeah, they were trying to cover you up. Just before you got done talking.
You got something to say? If you'd like to take the chair, I'll just say what you got to say. I mean, everybody else just talks out here. What do you got to say? Let's hear it. WSHR 567.
Well, that one there is a different QRMer. Than the one that we had to endure earlier this morning before you got on. There was another one here around like 4:30 this morning.
But I'm the one that gets out of bed and does the jamming. Yeah, right.
WRWB 49. So what do you got going on for today? What are you working on?
Well, I don't know. Whatever today brings, Mike, it's just the start of the season. So, whatever today brings, I'll work that. I'm all caught up.
No, okay.
Like, I'm really all caught up. My backyard's all done. I could look at it and say, dang, I accomplished something. I got something done, finally. No, there's nothing to do around here yet, so I just gotta wait. Could pull the transmission off as soon as I need to move the van. The van's stuck where it sits, so I wanna wait.
Yep, I hear you there, yeah. Don't wanna lock yourself in.
Right, well, my son-in-law is getting the transmission from his work, so I'll wait till he brings home the transmission and I'll start taking it first.
When that's complete, all right.
Yeah, they test them.
Now, as long as it works and there's no swirls or any chunks on the pickup, you'll be all right. Anyway, looks like it's starting to rain again right now.
Yep.
Where is that trolley at this morning?
Morning, Mike. Morning, Sam. It's coming into the curves. WSBT 754.
Morning, Charlie.
Yep, morning time, Charlie.
Yeah, it looks like we got a little water last night. Backyard flooded again.
Yeah, around like 2:30, you know, I got woken up. Thunderstorms, rain. So, yeah.
Yeah, I figured we got storms last night. My wife slept on the couch with the dog because he's a big baby.
Charlie, Sam, Mike, WSHM 738. I'll copy, Mike.
Yes, what's going on?
Morning, Paul.
What's the good word?
It's Wednesday and not Monday.
Getting closer.
Yeah, I gotta work Friday.
Hey, Mike needs a vacation.
Yeah, that's gonna be coming up here in May. And June. I'm actually going to take, you know, some time off.
Yeah, I got a vacation scheduled in July right now. Nothing else that I know of.
Around the 4th?
Yeah, the week after. I'll let the other girl take her pick. I normally take the week of 4th of July, but I think it's on a Saturday this year. So, I let her pick which week she wanted, so she took the week before, I'll take the week after.
I was telling Mike that I was listening when I was outbounds, and basically, like, I'm okay for the whole coordinated breakfast thing.
Oh, yeah. I wasn't on the air yesterday. I had a phone call after work, so. Whenever, man. Like I said, Mike's schedule is the one that's we got to work around, so whenever he says is good with me.
You know what to do, Mike.
Yeah, I know. I'll let you guys know.
Well, let's see if we can get hump day out of the way and get a little closer to the weekend.
Yep, another day closer to the end of it all, man.
We're going to be mowing grass in about 5 days. It's really grown after this big downpour through the morning hours.
Yeah, it's going to be pretty tall, that's for sure. Mine's already growing, and I didn't put no fertilizer down yet. So, I haven't even gotten to my lawn tractor yet to change the oil and put a new filter on it.
With these warm temperatures, that grass, there ain't no grass that's dormant anymore.
Yeah, mine could use a cutting already, so that, unless it gets real wet over the weekend, it sounds like what I'll be doing.
I think we got a day full of rain today. I don't think it's heavy downpours. I just think it's going to be a continual rain on and off all day, and same tomorrow, so things are going to stay soggy for a while.
Man, we'll be complaining it's too dry and too hot for a while.
Had a feeling I quit mid-sentence. I doubled with Charlie. He said they put a fertilizer on a couple of days ago, so this rain's just kind of on time. I didn't hear what you said, Charlie, repeated, because I doubled with you. Because I had that ankling we were doubling, or I was doubling with somebody.
Again.
Yikes.
I was just saying that if it's going to rain, I might as well do it during the work week and leave the weekends dry.
I agree. And I got all my yard work done that I wanted to get done the last couple of days, and I dug out some stumps from, well, some root balls from some bushes in the backyard. I wanted to get them out of the dirt before it turned to mud. So I got them in the garage, getting ready to get those thrown out. And then I had about 20 some odd bags of mulch I had to hoof back on the back deck from the front. I got all that done just in the nick of time. There goes the dumb stuff again.
I don't know where you get your energy from, man, because I got home last night, sat down in my chair, and I didn't even make it to dinner time.
Oh, well, I don't know. There's just things you got to do. I mean, I'm not saying I don't get tired at the end of the day, come 3:30, but, I stay active like no problem. So, I would have hauled, over the last week or so, 75 bags of the big bags of mulch to the backyard. 75 bags of it. The 2 cubic foot bags.
A lot of mulch.
The Armstrong method.
Built character.
And some of the mags get heavy when they get wet. The mulch itself is not too bad, but when it gets damp, it does add to the weight quite a bit.
It's like a bag of little sponges.
I don't know how that would work, Mike. You don't get many, I mean, obviously the weekend's the only time that's probably going to work, and I'm not sure how many weekends you're free in the morning.
schedule so we can do this, but it can be done. I just have to let you guys know.
Somebody's impatient. Somebody's flashing their bright lights at somebody driving behind, going north here on the road, and they were like on his butt. And when the guy moved lanes, he moved lanes, and flashing them right and left. It's not sure if that might be a road rage in process. In progress.
Sounds like to me. Yeah, there's a restaurant that's like right around the corner from one of my jobs. I mean, we can go there. It's open like at 5 or 6 o'clock in the morning.
What President Trump himself described.
What is that? I was in Timbuktu. You don't have to say where it's at. Send it via text.
In a single devastating blow.
Yeah, it's not far, dude. It's, you know, it's relatively, it's like a halfway point for like everybody, I guess.
Whatever. Works for me.
Good for them. He's in the apartment. Only drops him off food once a week. He gets 20 years behind bars. Good.
You were kind of in and out and doubled with somebody. What was that, Sam?
That lady that left her kids in the apartment for 3 years and only brought them food once a week and they were living in poop. She just got 20 years in prison, or jail. Good for her. Yay, them kids got justice.
It's terrible.
I hope she gets the crap beat out of her while she's in prison.
Yeah, well, I feel bad for the kids with no mother, but she was probably no mother of any substance to speak to anyway, so... Probably is a positive, obviously.
I guess all the kids are doing real good now, you know, so that's a good thing, man. They're away from the situation.
I guess she lived around the corner from the apartment where her kids were at, and the only time she'd go there was to drop off food or to check on to make sure the heat's working. But, toilets were backed up. The place was, you know, in filth and squalor. The woman already has a rap sheet for priors with, you know, theft, shoplifting, larceny, whatever. And then, of course, you know, too, she tried to use that excuse in court. Well, I have, you know, a mental disability, and the judge wasn't buying it.
Throw the hammer at her and never let her out.
Unbelievable what some people do. Just when you think you heard it all. Yep, sad.
It's so bad, I wish I could have kicked her face in through the TV because I would have done it.
Yep, I hear ya. WSHM 738.
It is diplomacy. When a man causes the problem, avoids the solution.
Alright, I'm gonna run in. WSET 754.
Sir, you cannot flirt.
Alright, we will catch you later there, Charlie.
Ken and Shane are just cracking into the HT, so, and I know that one's east of here. Same guy that was doing it yesterday morning. See you, Charlie. Have a good one. One of them yesterday, anyways. Not both, just one. That one's the same one as yesterday. Coming in real strong at 10 and 94.
Popolinski?
No.
Well, good morning from WREZ 35.
Good morning.
Good morning. You're missing all the action.
get a more powerful one, and the audio on that radio is terrible. You weren't quite in there if that was you, but the audio is really like tough to even simulate.
Talking through a kazoo?
Kinda, yeah, it's similar to that. I would say that's probably the best description. We can work with it, you just need to upgrade it. Listen to GFF, he'll tell you that I modify ham radios for all my buddies to use on GMRS. I think I've modified anybody's radio to go on GMRS, so... But if you want to live the lie...
Is that the newest one? if I'm not mistaken, there's a young kid that was, you know, programming and passing out radios.
Yeah, but that don't count, because that's on their side.
Well, maybe a new one.
Maybe what, John? Yeah, you got about 20% of that.
Well, maybe he'll give me...
Missing the important parts.
He says maybe they'll get me one.
Joey's the loser sitting there talking bad about other people, engaging in the gossip and the slander and the smear campaigning. You'll never find a winner doing those things because it isn't what winners do. It's what losers do. And they're usually gossiping about the person that's out there winning. Joey's the loser.
Not gossip if it's the truth, fool.
That's right.
And playing audio recordings and not identifying, that's a winner right there, huh? That one's the recordings that were, you know, over there by 10 and 94. So you can pick two or three stations out that are in that circle to 10 and 94. And it was like full scale on the HT, very strong, so... That one's not too hard to figure out. The deck carrier one was a little bit north of me yesterday and earlier this morning.
Hey, I wonder how it sounds 5 feet away from the speaker.
Probably. Sammy, Tourette syndrome.
So now the new fame and claim is that you're programming ham radios to work on GMRS.
Yeah, right. Whatever, that's what they do. They manufacture stuff, Mike, and they throw it up on the wall and see what can stick, right? That's what they do. I mean, wish I could sit home all day in my mom's house and manufacture lies. But that doesn't pay very well.
You don't need to pay when you sit in mom's house for free.
Gotta be proud of himself. He got this repeater shut off there a few weeks ago.
They try to blame you and I for that. I remember that one. But, yeah. No, wasn't our fault.
No, he went on a tirade, wouldn't let anybody get a word in edgewise. Didn't get bad his denim, and so it got shut down on him.
Guilty conscience was eating him up inside. That's why he went off on a tangent.
I get it. It's, you know,
feel bad for him in a lot of ways, but then again, I don't. It's not like he was just standing on the side of the road and a bad thing happened to him. He caused it. He has a statement he likes making, like, work all PPOs. Well, he's a godfather of PPOs. He was on the receiving end of one and broke it. So, it's funny how they have amnesia after 27 years.
Yeah, that was the day I was talking to Jack, and then before you know it, one thing led to another.
He's pretty vocal about you these days. I don't know what you ever did to him. But he's issuing threats on ham radio towards you, and if you need a recording of it, I got it. You better remember, I think it was, you better remember his face, because he's coming.
You scared yet?
Yeah, you better study. I think he said you better study what he looks like and know his face because he's coming.
Antenna shaking over here.
Just repeating what I heard on U.S. amateur radio band. You know, that's what was said last night, last evening, so...
Well, I didn't mention any names, but I just made the comment about, you know, what's with these people that still live under the umbrella of their mom's apron. I mean, what is somebody feeling, you know, guilty? It wasn't directing it towards a person. It was just directing it towards whoever that lives like that. There's plenty of people that live like that.
Like a bad dentist, you hit a nerve.
Yeah, I was just generalizing. I wasn't, you know, directing it towards a specific person. I was just saying in general, who does that? Because there's a lot of people that I've seen over the years, you know, with my job, they claim, oh, yeah, you know, we're here taking care of Ma. It's like, nah, dude, Ma's been taking care of you since you came out of her, you know what.
Five signs you're dealing with a narcissist.
Yeah.
Yeah, anyway. WRWB 49. Whatever, you know. It is what it is.
There's an HP in the action right there.
Yeah, I know. But I'm getting over it, so I'm not worried about it.
No respect.
You can tell what you want. That's what I'd like to know. Three of them in there this morning. We must be pretty important in their lives. All that CB radio.
What a shame.
Sprinkled with a couple of hams that act like CBers.
All I can say is if I
I hope they find peace in their life. They really they need peace.
And they're dead and gone.
They need peace in
when they're dead and gone, it'd be peaceful.
Check your input, Mike. That one might be strong to you, just left to you.
WIZT 820 mobile monitoring for about 12 minutes. Good morning.
Morning. Yep, I'm checking it.
And there's traffic in here. Accident, is the freeway flooded or...
One of those mornings, huh? WRWB
49. WRZT 820, what road is that that's at a standstill, if you don't mind?
I do mind.
Well, thank you for the traffic update.
Jockeying the phone around, Mike, so I probably won't be back. The BSHM 738 here.
All right, we will catch you later. WRWB 49 will be standing by here for a minute. Got to take care of something. Sam, we'll catch you in a minute. Can't forget about John. We'll catch you in a minute.
I finally made it into proper county where the repeater is located, so I was too far to the south. I'll be here listening, WRUZ 935. Oh, and to the guy that was asking, where was the standstill? When you have stalkers, you don't really like to give out your location, so make them work for their stalking efforts.
Yeah, I get it. You know, it's I'm fully aware of the history with all of that, and so it is what it is. WRZT 820, looks like 75 southbound between Detroit and Hamtramck is where it appears to be congested. More than likely, it's probably flooding on the edges of the road. Looks like 96 over by Greenfield area is also some sort of standstill over there.
Good morning, WSHB 336, mobile monitoring. WSBU 202, good morning.
WSEU 202, and we're mobile.
202, this is WRWR 357, mobile 2. Good morning to you.
WSEU 202, mobile to base, 202 Sioux. Can you hear this radio? Go, Sue. I can hear you. The thing went key up for some reason. I don't know.
Okay. How are you doing, Sue, out there?
WSEU 202, there you go. WSEU 202, good afternoon to everybody. Hope you have a beautiful day. We are at Rochester Road in Hamlin. That repeater's hooking up just fine. Good job, guys.
WSHB 336 mobile monitoring.
Morning from WRWB 49. WSBQ 996, you out here this morning. WRWB 49, on.
Hi, Mike, WREZ 935, mobile.
How, going on? How did I figure you're going to be out here? It's always every time I call for, you know, Paulie, you know, you always answer. He never does.
Well, if they were a little quicker on the key, I wouldn't get in there to holler back. But yeah, I'm actually a half hour late getting out of work, half hour overtime. I don't want overtime during the week. I only want overtime on Saturdays and Sundays.
I get you. Anyway, yep, just heading off to my next assignment here.
Very good. Yeah, I'm heading over to grab me some lunch before I go home. And then I got to finish putting together that new grill.
Just picked up the grill here with John. If I don't know him, but 88PXJ. Yeah, one of his neighbors was chucking it out. They didn't even use it, but maybe one season, and that was it. They had one of those expensive charbroils with the five burner, and he even came with two half-filled propane tanks, you know?
Well, that's cool. You know, propane tanks are worth at least a $20 deposit if you go, like one of the Blue Rhino places or something. I will not buy any of that, you know, pre-filled tanks. Because they don't fill them all the way.
Correct. But if you go to, like, Crystal Flash or like, Ace Hardware or even U-Haul, you know, you go to those places, they give you more for your buck.
Yeah, if a place is filling it for you, they fill them all the way up, and it's generally cheaper than what you're paying for less gas. So, yep. I go get mine filled at a certain place, and they give me a good deal. And I even went in, there was a tank that had almost a half a tank was in it, so they only charged, I filled four tanks, they only charged me for three and a half because the one was half full already.
Now, if you want to get rid of those old-style tanks with the old valves on it before they put those check valves in, you go to, like, any one of these places, these dumb teenagers don't know nothing about that, get rid of them.
Yeah, exactly. Just trade it in. So, yeah, I bought one of those little 5-pound tanks as well. Paid more for a 5-pound tank than what I could buy a 20-pound tank for. But I've got a little tabletop grill, and I've got the interconnect hose, so I can just connect up to a full-size 20-pound tank or whatever. So I just hook it up to that little 5-pounder. That way, I have to drag around a full 20-pounder for going someplace and wanting to grill at Metro Beach or something like that. But at least with a 5-pound tank, you're not going to run out partway through a meal.
Right, right. I got one tank at home. I got to find a way to get the gas out of it. It's, remember back when Weber had those, their own propane tanks with their own coupler with a gas valve and, you know, or regulator with a coupler on it, you know, instead of using a screw-on, you know, reverse thread, backwards thread, they had this coupler design. Well, I'm like, how am I going to get this gas out of here? Because, you know, Weber's the only one that used it, and they don't do that no more. So I got to find a way to get that gas out.
Is it a full tank?
Yeah, damn near.
Well, that sucks. I don't know. It depends what it's going to cost to get a connector. I mean, you could always look for the coupling for that if somebody sells it. You know, and then swap it out on a regulator and just use it, then swap it back out again and make it, you know, put it back to normal.
My plan was to empty it into another tank. But, yeah, I looked through all my
my plumbing part, and I have, you know, and all my threaded, you know, fittings and everything, and I'm like, damn, I don't have, I got all these, all the couplers that you can think of in the world, but just not that size.
Well, you know, if you go, even if you come up with a coupling so you can try and transfer it into another tank, you're only going to get half of the gas out of time. So, you know, because the pressure will equalize, so, you know, you're only going to get half the gas out. So I guess, you know, if you flip it upside down and get the liquid out, then that would be the way to go, but pressure-wise, you know, it's only going to equalize.
No, you get to use it all out, or all up first, and then go back and redo the whole process over again. But, yeah, just one of them stupid designs that Weber had back in the day. It's like, why would they even come up with some goofy idea? And the thing of it was, too, you know, they made it so where you had to buy their tank for, you know, their barbecue.
Yeah. I'm sure somebody sold an adapter, but, whatever. I've still got one of the old ones before they came out with that coarse thread. You know, the one that was the reverse thread on the inside. I've got one of those tanks and it's still full. So luckily there's still connectors you can connect up to that. But I can't connect up any of the new regulators to it. Anyway, that's one tank I've got, you know, that tank must be, I don't know, 20 years old or something, still holding the pressure.
I was going to say, if you didn't have the means for that, I got a whole drawer full of regulators. Every time I see, like, a rotted out barbecue that's, you know, in disrepair, I just take the regulator from it and take it home and put it in a drawer. You never know when you're going to need it for, say, like, something else besides a barbecue.
Yep, exactly. So, anyway, yeah, you know, I used to grab the grills and everything, and I'm tired of warehousing the extra aluminum and all that stuff. But the copper and brass I'll still scrap. Like, I've got a faucet that I, the whole fixture from the bathtub I replaced. I've got the old one. I'm not throwing it away. I'll go scrap it when I get some more stuff.
Scrap barbecues. All I ever do is just take the regulators off of them. That's all. You know, and this. Or sometimes the burner assembly, but that's about it.
Yeah, I've gotten more trash in the back of my pickup truck, you know, from trying to scrap them, you know, get the those ceramic briquettes with all of the grease and the debris and everything that's been in there. Dumps out, then you're trying to clean the back of the truck out. I know some people would just grab the lids off of the grill boxes, but it's like you're leaving half the money sitting there. So if I'm going to stop and grab something, I'm going to get all the money, or I'm not going to get none of it.
I could have had one time. It was one of those stainless steel, you know, outdoor grills with the tank hookup and everything. But no trailers. So I said to it, I'm like, man, and, you know, it has the power and everything.
Yeah, well, we got the grill that we just bought. It's a stainless steel one. It's got the cabinet down below to, you know, house the tank and some extra junk in. And it's a pretty nice one. It's got glass on the lid, you know, so you can view your stuff for the first three times you grill before it gets all charred and smoky on the inside. But it's a four burner. We were looking at the six burner, but we just never cooked that much, so the four burner was good. It was a good price, too. We were looking at Weber's, and so this one came in. It was a little bit larger than what we have, which Andrew wanted something a little bit bigger. And he's the one that's doing all the grilling, so fine by me. So it was cheaper than the Weber and the... and a lot nicer looking with more features.
Yeah, and the one I have at home, it's a member's mark, but it was never made by Sam's Club. It was made by somebody else, probably Weber or Brinkman. But anyway, you know, that was another one. I was driving home one day, and I'm like, this thing's brand new. I mean, it was brand new. They must have had trouble with the regulator. They must have had some dirt or debris that got up in there, like a mud diver or something. So they disconnected that, and then they just tossed the whole thing out. I mean, it was only maybe used about once or twice. I kid you not. There was no rust, no nothing. It was immaculate. And I just went home and got it home and just put a regulator on it. Boom, I've had it ever since. It's been about, 15 years.
Yeah, well, we had several different, you know, grills. Had one that we kept up by the boat. There was one I bought, you know, to keep up at the marina. And it was like a stamped stainless steel grates, but it was like heavy stamped sheet metal, stainless steel sheet metal. And food stuck to that like crazy. I mean, it was terrible. So then my mom had passed away, and she had a small kettle-type grill, and that worked out good. But then we sold the boat and got rid of that grill. We've been using Cheryl's Weber. Listen, I'm just pulling into the parking lot, so I will catch up with you later, Mike. Take care, and we'll talk scrapping grills later.
We're going to say 73 as well. I got to jump out of here anyway. Head off into the work UTH, so we'll catch you later. WRWB 49 will be clear.
W8FU. Oops, wrong band. WRUU850, there.
WSI WSHR, 566 on the MI.
WSEU 202, come on.
I'm hearing
WRNW329, monitoring.
WRVV690.
WRWB 489, WSHM 738, over.
WSEG 417 on station, monitoring out of Westlander.
WSHR 566 WQ844, you got a copy? No copy on WQ844. WSHR 566 946, Ralph, you out there? No copy on 946 WSHR 566 clear.
You're like the first person I heard. We up here are WV 49.
Yeah, copy that. Yeah, I haven't heard anybody out here either. I just threw out my call sign to see if a couple of my buddies are out there, but yeah, it's been quiet.
They're on this side, you got Charlie coming out of work.
Yeah, copy that. You're coming in very unreadable and broken up.
So it's going to be hard for me to get in where I'm at anyway.
Yeah, copy that. WSHR 566 square.
WSPT 754. Make it out of work, yes.
WRVS 713, New Baltimore. Do you copy? Hey, Mike, I'm just heading home. I got a four-day weekend coming up. I got tomorrow and Friday off because I got cataract eye surgery tomorrow morning. It's going to be fun. I can't wait to get it over and done with. A little nervous, though, but...
Oh, I hear you, man. You know, my grandma had that done at the Fraser Eye Institute, you know, there with the 14 and, what is that, Utica? And, man, it was flawless.
That recovery is 24 hours, But Friday I got to go in for the follow-up to get the patch removed, so I just took a four-day weekend to relax.
Yeah, why not, you know?
I'm having the other eye done April 30th, only doing one eye at a time.
Yeah, I gotcha.
I guess it's a negative on WRVS 713. This is WS GG 772. Man, Mike, I'm pretty out of it today. I can barely remember my call sign.
I've never done that, you know. I've had a mind block. But, yeah, your buddy, you know, sometimes he gets out in the afternoon, but a lot of times, you know, I don't hear him.
Yeah, he has ham, too. He's a ham operator. he don't talk much. He listens more than he talks. Yeah, I've known him since high school. We graduated at Lakeview 82.
I know the guy then, because that's what Paul was.
Hey, Mike, I'm at my destination. I'll chat with you probably over the weekend if I catch up, if you're out there. This is WSGG772. Clear after you, my friend.
Okay, we will catch you later. Have a safe surgery there. WRWB 49 will be standing by here. Unless Charlie's out.
WSBT 754.
What's going on? Afternoon.
Yeah, same as every day at this time, getting through this traffic and get out of here.
Got to get out of town there, Charlie. WSMP752.
Getting back to the house. End of the day.
Sounds so happy about that.
I can't wait to get out of here. Hi, Willie.
Hi, buddy. Good to hear you. Yeah, I had to stop and get some gas, and I'm on the over 26-mile overpass right now, just getting ready to get out 94. And hello to the other gentleman as well. I think that's Mike.
Well, yeah, afternoon time there. I forgot your personal, but afternoon time.
Yeah, his name is Sean, Mike. Sean. Or we call him Willie. Yeah, his first name's Sean.
Yeah, I go home and do some Mars training.
Oh, you got training for that and everything?
Oh, yeah, man. It's like 6 to 8 months of training and stuff. Orientation, some tests and stuff. There's like 4 phases of it. I don't know. I'm going to try it anyway, I guess. I mean, I got my Mars call sign and everything already, and my credentials.
Once you get the board for the radio, it all don't matter then, huh?
Well, I basically have it now. I can basically just say, all right, kind of ignore everything, because what I have is actually good for 6 months. So, and once you get the key and put it in the radio, it's good for life.
Do they actually pass much traffic with that anymore?
I asked him. I had like a half-hour phone call with my Elmer, my mentor for it. And I asked him, he goes, maybe 2 to 3 times a month. Other than that, it's just hanging out.
They have nets like once a week or something and you have to show up?
There's two nets a day, like one at 8 o'clock at night in the morning and one at 8 o'clock at night. Yeah, there's two a day. And I think I have to get like 6 of them in a year or 24 in a year total or something and be in that couture at least twice in 6 months or something like that. There's some regulations to it, but I think if I like it, I might as well. I mean, there's no talking. It's all done through encryption software.
That's crazy. I never looked into that. Over to you, Mike. No one lets you out, I mean.
Got a lot of headroom.
Hey, Mike, pick it up.
He doubled with you. That's why I was waiting.
Oh, we doubled. I got it.
I take it you guys were talking about, what did you say, MERS? Or something like that?
No, he's joining up with the MARS, Military Auxiliary Radio Service. still passing traffic, health and welfare, and Sean can tell you more about it.
Yeah, it's the Army MARS, M-A-R-S, and they transmit off of amateur radio frequencies, and to be able to do that, and with the radio that I, the HF radio that I have, you have to have the credentials to be able to open up the radio. I have a flex radio, and yeah, it's like on 5 megahertz and 10 megahertz, so yeah, they transmit off of the AM HF bands. And, yeah, pass traffic, anything important, but normally it's just trying to see what propagations are, what bands, at what time, and where we got propagation to. It's just, I guess it's trying to keep everything alive for it.
Yeah, I knew a guy who used to dibble and dabble with that over, you know, well, when he was stationed on Selfridge.
The only thing I ever did with MARS is they had that cross-band exercise where you would listen on a MARS frequency and answer back on an amateur frequency. I did that, I think, once or twice. I don't remember if I got a card or a certificate for it or anything, but... No, other than that, I've never gotten involved with it, Sean.
I think I'd try it out anyway. It's something, I guess I have, you know, I don't do any net controlling anymore or anything like that, so instead of just sitting there staring at my screen. but it should be all right. We'll figure it out. I guess I got some time for it. Maybe. Got a hot day tonight, so we'll find out. WSFB752, and I'll be a little listening out here. Oh, I got a phone call there, so you guys go ahead.
See you, Sean. Go ahead, Mike.
Yeah, that sounds interesting. But yeah, I knew somebody who used to do that over from South. Well, he was stationed on Selfridge. He was involved in all that.
I believe they used to have it for all the services. I know that Navy had one as well, but I don't believe that's running anymore. I'm not sure how it all works.
Yeah, I'm not sure either.
What time are you getting out tonight?
6:30.
Looked nice like it was last night. I'll be sound asleep. I got home last night and pushed the dog around the yard for a few minutes. Went inside and sat down. My wife started making dinner and I was sound asleep before she got it ready.
Yeah, I copy. I get home, you know, I got... I picked up on my way to work. Somebody had set out 2 flat screens. So, see if they work and then off them.
Flat screen TVs or monitors?
TVs. One's got a internal power supply, and the other one here's got an external power supply. And I think one was a 43, and the other one's, I think, a 32 or something. I don't know. I'll have to look at the model number again. Because the model number tells you the size of the television.
I know sometimes the lights go out in them. Our last one, that's what happened. It went black. And, I mean, it had sound, but no picture. And so I, you know, Googled and this and that, and they said if you can get right up to the screen and see, you know, a picture, you know, it'll be real faint like a ghost. It's because the lights went out of it. I ordered the lights to try and replace it. Man, that was a nightmare. I ended up breaking the screen and everything, so I went and bought a new one.
special procedure to take it out. You guys are really tedious and careful when you do it. Yeah, all it takes is one bulb to go out and that LED strand, and that's if they all go out. Yeah, that's the telltale sign, or sometimes it's, you know, the TV will come on but then go off right away due to, you know, cheaply made caps they put in them. Or sometimes, you know, it's because of the power supply or whatnot. Just all depends, or the T-Con board, or the video board, you know, it's, yeah, it's a whole mess of things with these things.
Yeah, I bought the light kit, just like $75 or something like that for the kit. And, I couldn't get it apart right, and I think the glue that holds the screen in hung up on me or something. I ended up cracking the screen, and so that $75 worth of lights went in the trash along with the TV, and I went to Meijer and bought a new TV.
You know, I don't know, the last time I actually had to purchase the TV was probably over 20 years ago. And I'm not trying to brag or boast, but I found these things on a daily, you know. I mean, it's just, and a lot of times I strike gold. I mean, maybe a few times I haven't gotten lucky, but most of the time I get lucky.
Yeah, I'm not that guy. If it had been me, I'd have picked it up, thrown it in the truck, taken it home, and it would have ended up in my trash because it was just toast. But I gave it a shot with that one. It didn't work. I said, heck with that. I'll just buy another TV.
Of course. I had one that someone gave me, you know, and I said, you know, I must have replaced about maybe two or three caps in it, you know, just why I found it. I said, you know what, I'm not working on this thing no more. It was free anyway. And the caps that kept going were on the tuner board. And I'm like, you know what, I find these things on the daily. It's like, why sit there and desolder caps to put in a TV, you know, off one board to put another, when I could just, yeah, I find these things all the time. So it's like, you know, forget it.
Yeah, I just never get lucky like that and find stuff that has a minimum fix, you know. I saw a snowblower just the other day on my walk with my dog. And, you know, I'm like, man, I ought to pick that up and see, you know, it might be just something real simple, you know. And I thought, you know, nah, I'm not going to bother because I know I'll get it there at home and it'll be seized or something, you know. I said, nah, I'm not going to mess with it.
Or my situation, I found one, the gear for the chute was stripped out. You know, when you rotate the chute, it was stripped out, but the thing ran flawless. It was an errand. I didn't want it. And somebody, you know, on the radio, was looking for a snowblower, and I said, look, man, I'm like, you want it? Come get the damn thing. Or better yet, I'll drop it off to you since you're living down the street. So I gave it to him. I'm like, you can have it. And he was like, wow, man, you know, really? I'm like, yeah, just take it, you know? I don't want it. You know, I find this stuff all the time, you know? And then, what was this, last year? One of my neighbors threw out a Toro. It just needed some tarp work. That's it.
I guess my biggest problem is I don't have any place to work on it. You know, I don't have a garage. All I got is a shed, and it's full of stuff. So, yeah, I'll end up putting it in my junk anyway, so I just leave it.
I seen a snowblower last night. I'm like, nope, I'm not picking it up. I left it. It's like, I got four already. I don't need any more.
Yeah, now you got two TVs to work on.
Plus, I put one in my garage, because I gave away three here within the last 2 months that I had. And I wasn't watching them, so I'm like, all right, well, I'll get rid of them, and because somebody could use them. And here I pick up two more.
Heck, you can make that into a full-blown side job, man.
Brian was working for another guy out at Dixieland Flea Market, repairing radios and that, you know, and selling, you know, parts and components and all that, and tubes. I was bringing in TVs and putting them up on the shelf, and people were coming in and buying them left and right.
Man, is this drizzle ever going to stop? It's supposed to be nice tomorrow, do you know?
You know, I'm not sure what it's going to be like tomorrow.
I got to work anyway, so it don't matter. Boy, I'm ready for some sunshine. Nice long stretch of it.
I hear that. Tomorrow I got to take my guy out, and then we're going to go hit up one of my, you know, grease traps I go to.
Ah, very good. All right, buddy, well, I see the rest area's in sight, so I want to say 7-3 and catch you in the morning, man.
You mean Pickle Park? Anyway, we'll catch you later. WRWB 49 will be clear.
Yeah, the Pickle Park. All right, man, I'll catch you tomorrow. WSBT 754.
WSHB 336, mobile monitoring.
Thank you. good evening, good evening. This is Liz. So I just finished the 2025 tax season at work, so now I have plenty of time to start working on my dam license. However, I was wondering if there was any dam clubs around the Royal Oak area that anybody knows of. If you do know of one that's in that area, please let me know. This is WSMF861.
WSAL 946 monitoring.
WSIE 375 monitoring.
WSIL 946 and 375. How's it going? Haven't talked to him quite a long time.
WSIE 946, I'm doing well, and you're coming through clear. This is Matt from Clinton Township.
Yeah, you're sounding good too. It's Ralph. I'm in Roseville over here.
Oh, hey Ralph. I hope you're doing well. I haven't heard you from you for a long time.
Yeah, business as usual, you know, over here. Hope all is good with you also. You know, geez, we had a ripping storm come through right through the center of Rosewood, well, the whole area, but it was pretty heavy where I was at, but my chairs are still here.
Yep, sounds good. I've been at work, so I don't know if the storm came through my house or not. Good to hear from you, man. I'll be clear after your last SIE 375.
It's been a while. Yeah, we'll talk again. WSIL 946. Be good, my man.
Thank you, sir. You do the same.
I see it, nobody. WSIK 839. Good evening, gentlemen.
You're going to have to talk into that microphone a little bit. You're very muffled. Hard to hear, Louise. You're coming through, but hard to hear. I didn't catch your numbers or anything. WSIL 946.
Yeah, I'm having a little issue breathing out here. I apologize. WSIK 829.
Hey, 829. Oh, don't apologize. It's just a sign. I'm going to turn my radio up is what I'm going to do. How's it going tonight?
So far, so good, but we got storms coming in again in the morning.
Yeah, my garage, it doesn't sit well. I got about a half inch of water in it. As of about 9 o'clock tonight, I went and had to get out and get a few things. And yeah, my backyard floods out pretty bad. It's pretty nasty.
My brother's up in Grady, and they're having some real bad times up there with the reservoirs and what have you.
Where at?
Glenny. I can't even describe exactly where it is, but it's not too far from Kiowa.
Well, Driver City area, I know they lost the bridge from the melt coming in. I just saw that online today. And then up at Sheboygan there, they got some issues. I got a brother up in Sheboygan. I need to give him a jingle. I don't know how close he is to all that mess.
I hear that I do. I keep telling him to come back down south, but no, he's got to be up in the woods where nobody can bother him.
Are we supposed to get hit with another nasty storm tomorrow?
Sometime this morning we're going to get some. I don't know if it's getting bigger or if it's shrinking or what, but we're going to get something.
Yeah, copy that. Anyway, I'm going to let you go. I'm going to shut it down. It's getting pretty late. WSIL 946, great talking. John, after your final.
Alright, man, you have yourself a good night. 17, God bless. WSIJ 829.
WSIL 946, monitoring.